There were 15 candidates for New Hanover County Board of Commissioners in Tuesday's primary, 6 Democrats and 9 Republicans. 3 winners from each party made the ballot for November. Meanwhile, 4 Republicans battled it out for the county's Board of Education. On the Democratic side of the county commissioner's race, 3 candidates clearly separated themselves from the pack. Leslie Cohen, Kyle Horton, and incumbent Jonathan Barfield. Each walked away with about 24% of the vote. The other 3 candidates, Don Betts, Steve Miller, and Travis Robinson, lagged far behind. Leslie Cohen looks forward to November.
Well, you know, from the first time I stepped into this public arena in 2018, I said that the reason I was doing it is I was tired of leaders who were making decisions who either didn't know or didn't care that they affected real people. And I think that is where I differ from the field. And obviously, when I look at Kyle Horton and Jonathan Barfield, I think they also really care about what's going on.
Kyle Horton.
You know, I think looking into November, many of the issues that we've already seen come up in terms of the crisis in our public schools, in terms of the fate of NHRMC, in terms of the future of development as traffic and even affordable housing has been kind of in crisis, I think those are going to continue to be top of mind, as is the future of public transportation. And why I think those issues are so important is that if you're thinking about each and every one of those, they're intertwined with whether or not we are healthy and safe in our county.
On the Republican side of the race, former Commissioner Skip Watkins took the top spot with almost 18% of the vote. Bill Rivenbark took 15% for second, and in a nail-biter, Deb Hayes narrowly beat out Matt Rhodes for the third and final spot. Skip Watkins.
Well, there's a couple of things I think, Vince, is going to come up. You know, what are the final results going to be on the New Hanover Regional, whether the current commission makes a decision or not? You know, that's really going to be up in the air. But the big things, really, I think, is for most people is just continued growth. And how do we keep a balance? Well, I call it smart growth. So how do we, you know, protect the environment? How do we meet the needs? Because we got 50,000 people coming in the next 10 or 15 years minimum. So we do have to provide housing for them. We have to look at traffic.
Deb Hayes also believes the medical center will be the issue leading to November.
You know, the big elephant in the room is the hospital and whether or not that will be decided this summer. So that could potentially be. If that's not, I think we will be discussing schools and we will be discussing infrastructure, which also has to do with water. So I think there will be several things that will be at the top of the list. But depending on how things go, the hospital may be right up there.
In the race for New Hanover County Board of Education, 4 Republicans were vying for 3 slots. Stephanie Craybill, Pete Vildebor, and Janice Kavanaugh will all advance to November, each finishing with around 26% of the vote. Vince Winkle, WHQR News.